forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And let me see. Let me take a look at my notes here, if I can find my notes. I'm real curious. Yes, I did watch. Matter of fact, I watched it two or three times. This interview with Glenn Beck with Ron Paul on for an hour. And I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into some comments or some remarks that were made about that, and I'm going to comment on it. But before I do that, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. I have a comment to make on the Glenn Beck show, but just as a side note on your last guest there, it always seems funny every time somebody sort of goes against the Bush or Cheney administration that something weird happens, and I just wanted to let you know that they found Dennis Kucinich's brother dead in his house. I thought that was a little funny. I'm not jumping the gun or anything.
When was this?
December 19th, 2007, it says. So it was
really?
Today. Yeah. So that's something new you'll be hearing about, but I'm not jumping any conclusions or anything, but it just sort of seems a little strange all the time, you know.
Nothing surprises me anymore, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. And on the Glenn Beck thing, I wanted to tell you, I watched that also, and he brought up to Ron Paul about, whining about his, he has to wear a bulletproof vest, you know, and have protection and everything, because
right.
Ron Paul supporters threatened him. But he failed to mention a couple of weeks before he threatened Ron Paul supporters. You know, I mean, he was calling for the military to close in on him and this and that. I don't know if anybody watched that, but, he come right out and said that, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I know. I'm going to go into that a little bit today.
Okay.
Actually, more than a little bit today, because you know I was listening to the airwaves. What's fascinating, as long as I got John here, I'll start this. What's fascinating is I'm not sure that I watched the same show that other people watched, because I was hearing reports on the airwaves today, the alternative airwaves, that Glenn Beck had made a statement to Ron Paul, and I quote, that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists and they side with Islamo fascists, and while this is being said, there's a ticker tape at the bottom of the screen reporting Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And I'm not sure that I was watching the same show that other people were watching, because, first of all, and by the way, I recorded this and I went through it frame by frame this morning, not once but twice, and there was nothing on the bottom of my screen that said that.
I didn't see that either, Mike. I was watching. I watched the whole show, and I didn't see that either, unless I missed it. But I.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was watching a clip on the internet this morning that indeed did say that. But then I timed that ticker tape with what was being said with the recording I have on my television of the same show, and the ticker tape that was going across the bottom of my television screen did not say that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's a regional thing. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no answers for this, but I'm real curious from the listening audience to find out how many people across this country actually saw that ticker tape on the bottom saying Paul is dead. I'm really curious about that.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. I know a couple of weeks ago he was talking about the Islamofascist and how the Patriot movement or the Ron Paul supporters are sort of siding with him and they have to be stopped and this and that, but I didn't hear
right. No,
that.
I know that, but I heard it reported this morning on an alternative network.
Yeah,
and that Glenn Beck said on his show when he was interviewing Ron Paul that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists and side with Islamofascists. Now I heard that. Okay,
I don't think he said that last night.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
No, he didn't. Okay.
Thank
All right,
you,
thanks
Mike.
For the call, Steve.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back in three, and I'm going to go into this interview. I got the transcripts right here, and I'm going to cover some of this stuff, folks. So stick with me. Be back in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, folks, I have to tell you, you know, I'm going to make this clear. I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck, but I went down the rabbit hole, did a little research on this guy yesterday, and he does share some of the same views that I do regarding global warming, Hillary Clinton, and immigration. But I want to give credit where credit's due. Now, I understand John's got some information for us or me or somebody. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. On this issue, I'm looking at the actual clip that was on Glenn Beck yesterday. And,
okay.
And where this is coming from is Huckabee was responding to the ad that he has of the cross in the background. And Huckabee
right.
made the statement that, well, that was just a bookshelf. That wasn't a cross. Well, I doubt that very much because all of this stuff is scripted out. But at any rate, he said that he was poking fun at his critics. And he said a bookshelf in the new Christmas-themed ad, that was just an accident. And he is responding to the critics to this by saying that and this is obviously a reference to the Beatles. You remember, I think it was when Abbey Road came out or whatever it was.
Yeah, you play it backwards and Paul is dead.
Yeah,
right.
And he says, and this is the exact quote, actually I'll confess this. If you play this spot backwards, it says, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. That is in direct reference to the Beatles album and the back masking or the back playing of the record. Now, was this ill-timed? Was this a conspiracy while Ron Paul is on there to do? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I would only be able to answer that if I was the person to put the screen wipe up there and timed it out for Ron Paul as being some kind of subliminal message. But apparently, from what I see, Michael, this was just an ill-timed screen wipe that went across the bottom of the screen. And I was so riveted, and I'll be honest with you, I was watching the same Glenn Beck thing yesterday. I was so riveted on Paul noticing how tired the guy looks that I didn't even see the wipe when it came across the bottom of the screen. But yes, it was there. It was there.
Well, I tell you what, John, from in Phoenix, Arizona, and by the way, I timed this. I went in and watched the clip online, and I've got it recorded here on this TV. And it's interesting that that ticker tape on the TV from the show that was aired in Phoenix, Arizona, it is not there. It is nowhere in there. Hmm. And I've looked at it three times. I've gone through every frame of this show three times.
How do you get the TV signal out there?
Comcast cable.
Okay, I'm on satellite, and I didn't notice it, but I'm looking at the feed here, and it is up there. So I don't know
I'll tell you what. Yeah, John, in all honesty, and I don't know, you know, I really don't know. I haven't talked to you off the air about what your opinion is, but here's my opinion of this. And I just mentioned, I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck by any stretch of the imagination. He does have some things that I agree with him on, his stance on Hillary Clinton, global warming he thinks is a farce. But the bottom line is this. I look at it this way. This man, a mainstream media shill, he did give Ron Paul an hour.
Yes,
and other than a couple of rude questions at the end of this show, and I've got the transcripts right here.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck was nice enough to give this man the floor and allow him to expound on his ideas, his ideology. And for the most part, John, as I read through this, and I've got this outlined here, Glenn Beck agreed with him. Now, I heard your show Cash Flow today, and I heard you mention the fact that, yes, he did kind of go after him at the end, and I think that you're right that it was a trap. But Ron Paul didn't fall into that trap regarding 9/11. And
right.
Number two, you're 100% correct. When anybody out there, any of our listening audience that is naive enough not to understand that politically speaking, Ron Paul could not allow himself, even if he believed 9/11 was an inside job, he could not allow himself to fall into that trap, or he would be dead in the water.
And Michael, that's exactly right. People have got to be a little bit more politically savvy. They have ended people's careers before over snapshots. That if you walked into a NFL stadium and you took snapshots and had people determine, is this person sane, half the people in that stadium would be put in rubber rooms. You know, they pay these exorbitant fees to go watch these NFL players, and they get to act like animals. You know, they start fist fights in the stands. Generally, they're removed. But you get to show up and act like an animal. But the news media is very crafty on how they destroy personages, and they're very good at this. So my idea about Ron Paul talking about 9/11, the way he did, first of all, I think it was a trap laid by Glenn Beck, because mm-hmm. these two are, they do talk to each other quite a bit because they're both libertarians. But for this guy, Glenn Beck, to take the opportunity to say that he's getting death threats and it was your people that did it was absurd to begin with. And that was his,
absolutely,
that was his out. And to bring it up and bring up that subject matter on 9/11 was a distasteful thing for me, from my perspective, to do to Ron Paul. But being that as it happened, if I were Ron Paul, and if you notice, Glenn Beck mentioned Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell,
right.
and we know the connections there. But when you're running for the CEO spot, okay, the highest office in corporate land America today, you've got to be very savvy on what you take on and what you don't. Now, if Ron Paul is president of the United States and evidence is brought forth that 9/11 was an inside job, or the government let it happen so they could do the Patriot Act 1 and 2, all of these nasty, dastardly things they've done to us, I think this man would seriously consider opening up another commission to look into it. But at this point in time, when he's behind, supposedly in their polls, he's beating the crap out of them on everything else. This is why they're bringing up Mr. Huckleberry here, because Giuliani's dead in the water. McCain's not going to make it. Mitt Romney certainly isn't going to make it. So
by the way, John, have you figured out where that term Huckleberry came from yet?
No, not yet.
I know where it came from.
Oh, I got your Huckleberry? That was out of, what was that Western?
Tombstone, 1995.
There
Val
you go.
Kilmer.
There
yep.
you go.
Okay.
That's the one. Yeah,
yeah
go ahead. But politically savvy speaking, I mean, people have got to understand politics. And to crucify, and I've heard on the radio that people are backtracking and putting Ron Paul on the spot about his position publicly spoken about 9/11. I'll tell you what, they're either very naive or they're just plain stupid, because my position on 9/11, I have not talked about this in months. We've gotten all the mileage we're going to get out of this thing. The people that are aware of their problems with this, they are aware of it. But to bring this into a political race like that and then make a statement and a position that, wait a minute here, you know, if this guy does one more thing, I'm going to have to reassess my support of Ron Paul. You got to be absolutely nuts. Who else you going to put in there? You know,
right? No, you're 100% right. And John, you know, I mentioned earlier, I was hearing reports on the airwaves today, this morning, that and I had to mention, you know, was I even watching the same show? Because according to this one particular show, you know, Glenn Beck was allegedly said Ron Paul supporters are terrorists and side with Islamo-fascists. That wasn't said anywhere in that show last night. Yet it was being reported as being said.
Yeah.
And this is where people go over the top a little bit. I mean, it is what it is. And again, I have to mention, I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck.
I'm not either.
I look at it this way, John. Glenn Beck gave Ron Paul, our candidate, an hour on corporate media last night and in front of millions of people, and he allowed him to expound. Now, yes, at the end, he tried to trap him. It didn't work. But the bottom line is, overall, and as I look through this, and I've got 13 quick points to make about it, is that Glenn Beck overwhelmingly agreed with Ron Paul, and he even went so far as to say, when he got on, touched on the subject of the IRS, that if he was a woman, he would kiss him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can't be any plainer than that to me. If Glenn Beck is indeed a libertarian and Ron Paul's ideals are a libertarian, it wouldn't surprise me. Of course, I don't know in Glenn Beck's position if he could do this, but it wouldn't surprise me if he would cast his vote in the election for Ron Paul.
Well, and many people – I just had Peter Schiff on the other day, and that's Irwin Schiff's son.
Now, right. And I told you that, yes.
Yeah, and yes, you did, but I had to check it out. I accept your word, but I got to verify. It's not anybody else. But at any rate – Trust but verify. There you go. And that's what we should do, folks. I mean, that's what we endeavor to do. We make mistakes from time to time, but if a mistake is pointed out, we do our best to correct it. That's what responsible journalism or talk show hosts are supposed to do. So at any rate, I have Peter Schiff on the air, and I dropped the bombshell. He did not know the connection I had with his father. But this guy has been all over the place. I mean, he's in the New York Times. He's got his face on every television program that's worth its salt out there except for Lou Dobbs. But I when I saw this guy on Bloomberg telling the listening audience out there the same things that we've been talking about, I had to get the guy on the show. Now, could I go down the rabbit hole on this guy and find something that I could rip him apart about? Absolutely. People can do that to me personally, or they can do that to you personally. Nobody in this world is 100% ironclad perfect. But saying that, when you have people, and here's my question, if not Ron Paul, whom? Mitt Romney? Mr. Giuliani? This Huckleberry from Arkansas? I don't think so. He's an insider. Okay,
right.
So, you know, if we're going to do this, and the thought struck me, and God help me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. If this is a timed response to people that have influence out there, if this is a timed response to try to blow Ron Paul out of the water, I think their radio days are just about over with. Anybody out there, and I don't care who it is, if it's Rush Limbaugh, I don't care who it is, because this is the only man, Michael, that has been talking about the rule book. You know, I was talking to people here in the office during one of your breaks, and I said, you know what? I said, I've come to the conclusion about the IRS. You know, we have the 9/11 truthers out there. Okay, well, that brought a lot of people together in agreement. They don't know what a democracy is versus a republic. They don't know how this country's supposed to run. They don't know a whole lot about beans. But having said that, if you take a look at the issue of the IRS, why do we keep hammering the IRS when it was actually the Federal Reserve Act that birthed that bastard baby? So why are we keep hacking at the branches, and why are we not striking at the root?
Well, you're not going to get an argument out of me, at least yet. Got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick around if you want to. John Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got much more to come. Call your friends and neighbors. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Do I still have John Stettmiller on the other end?
You still got him.
Hey, I got a question for you, John.
Yeah.
All right. Trick question. All right. Speculating. Rudy Giuliani's on the Republican ticket. Dennis Kucinich is on the Democratic ticket. All right. Would you vote for the lesser of the two evils? Yes or no?
No.
You wouldn't? Oh, okay. No. All right. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Because Kucinich is a diet. Here's the problem. And I'm going to nail Pat Buchanan today on this one because he was literally birthed inside the Beltway. And this guy is,
yeah, I know.
This guy has been around for three presidents and everything else. I mean, it's constantly the game being played between the Democrats and the Republicans when we know that in actuality there's really no difference between the parties. But on the social issues, the Democrats have been hijacked by the Marxists and the Republicans have been hijacked by the neocons. So having said that, you know, why do we keep pitting one against the other when the solution is in the rule book? And the only guy that I see talking about the rule book is Ron Paul. Now, this guy is going to follow the Constitution when he's president of the United States. And if that is the case and Ron Paul gets into office, there's going to be a lot of sweeping changes. This will be the bully pulpit to bring more people into the United States Congress and Senate that want to follow the Constitution, that they've been abrogating their responsibility here for how many years. When you when you raise that right hand in public oath and affirmation, you're swearing to protect and defend. and to use that Constitution as your rule book, and you're not supposed to jump outside of the guidelines. And having said that, the Constitution wasn't written for us as individuals. It was written for the government as their guidelines as what to do and what not to do and what the federal government is not supposed to do and what the state's powers are and the delegation of authority and who's supposed to take that responsibility. But, you know, Michael, I keep looking at this, and all of this will come to a grinding halt. Whether you don't like Marxists taking over the Democrats or you don't like neocons taking over the Republicans, when you whip out that rule book and say, look, pay attention to this, this is going to invite more people into public service, not what we've been saying. This will invite people into public service that understand their obligations and duties under that Constitution. That's what's going to happen here. But I see a lot of people here starting to question and starting to maybe even bail on the Ron Paul deal. And again, I'll tell you this, folks, I probably will not agree on some issues that Ron Paul is going to come up with. You know, I probably won't agree 100% with the guy. Who agrees with anybody 100%? But the best shot to bring national attention once again and get us focused on the right way to do things under the law, under the Constitution, is Ron Paul. And anybody that wants to start poking holes or sticking fingers in this guy's eye is taking a very, very big chance of having a Hillary Clinton. And when I say, when you ask me that question, Michael, you know, if I voted for Kucinich or Giuliani, would I take the lesser of two evils? No. I'm not going to vote for anybody else. I will vote for Ron Paul, but I'm not going to vote for anybody else because this is the political game that's always played. This is how they elect. Well, what's the best electable candidate we can come up to beat the opposition? Forget who's right, but who's the best candidate? Who's got the more, you know, photogenic face, or who does a better rap? You know, who's more entertaining, or who's more energetic? Or no. Ron Paul, when I watched him on Glenn Beck last night, I mean, this guy, he was worn out, because you know what he's doing? He's not doing what Barack Obama is doing. He's not doing what Dennis Kucinich is doing or Hillary Clinton. He's not doing a lot of what these other people are running for this presidential office is. He is still in Washington, D.C., doing the business that he was hired to do by the American people. He's still a seated congressman doing his job in Washington, D.C., and running for president next year. Now, you know, if this doesn't spell volumes as to the character of this guy and him following his obligations of the duties that he holds right now, I don't know what does. I mean, this guy's getting worn out. You can see it. I mean, he's not a young man. He's 72 years old.
No, I totally agree with you, John. And, you know, I mean, the way it looks to me at this particular juncture, and as you know, as we get closer to the nomination, things are going to heat up even more so. I have a tendency to lean towards the fact that he's ultimately going to be running as an independent, because I don't think the Republicans are going to nominate him.
I as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, with that, hey, by the way, have you envisioned yet? Have you taken the time to sit back and envision a world 2 years down the line with Ron Paul in the administration as president and what this country would be like?
I'll tell you what, it would focus a lot of people's energies where it should be focused. I can see it revitalizing a lot of, and see, this is what's been removed from the political process in this country, and that's even the hope that somebody is electable that can make a real change. Not for the sake of making change, but for the sake of making a real change and turning this disaster track we've been on in this country for how many years?
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think that, you know, 2 years in office with Ron Paul, and when I drive down the road and wave at my neighbor, I bet they'll actually wave back.
That's a good possibility.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to bail out of here because I got to get ready. Pat Buchanan confirmed on the interview, and I'm going to get ready for this guy.
I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
talk to you later.
I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Okay. I'm going to get into this. And, folks, I'll tell you what, if I don't get through all of this today, I will take it first hour tomorrow. I've got Don Wiskin coming up second hour tomorrow. I'm going to talk a little bit about health. I have first hour open with news. So if I don't get through all of this, my phone lines are still open if you want to call in 800-313-9443. But I want to make some comments about the transcripts of this interview. We'll be back in three, and I'll start that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll give you my thoughts on this when we get back. So stick around, call your friends and neighbors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see. Got a message here. It says, I got a caller that said that when Ron Paul answered the questions last night about 9/11, he apparently justified the war. Well, I don't know what that means. Well, at any rate, all right, let me get to this. First of all, I want to repeat. Now, I don't agree with everything Glenn Beck says, and I'm certainly not a fan of his. But I will say this. He gave Ron Paul an hour of corporate airtime. They allowed him to expound on his answers. Now, there are some things that he asked, some questions that he asked where it was evident that he was trying to trick him, but it didn't work. And I'm going to go through these one at a time. Glenn Beck played a clip where Ron Paul had made a statement about enemies domestic, and Glenn Beck tried to nail Ron Paul on that, where he asked the question, who do you believe are the enemies, domestic? And Ron Paul answered, I don't see them as individuals. A great answer, by the way, folks. I don't see them as individuals or personalities. I see it as a philosophic danger endorsed by the status quo. Most members of Congress, most members who have been in the executive branch over the years, the undermining of our personal economic liberties, our personal liberties, and our privacy. There's been a special erosion in these privacy issues since 9/11. So it's something that has been ingrained in our system. Now, Glenn Beck did not comment on that, but when he does comment and when he agrees with Ron Paul, I'm going to bring that up here because he goes right on to question number two. He says, okay, and this is Glenn Beck, let me go to the UN. You say that the UN shouldn't even exist. And Ron Paul's answer was, well, I don't have any saying about whether they should exist or not. I am arguing that it is not in our best interest to be in the UN. And as we go down through this here, let's see. Glenn Beck doesn't comment. Oh, yeah, he does. He says, all right, Glenn Beck says, you say the choice is very clear. We either follow the Constitution or submit to UN global government. I happen to agree with you. So Glenn Beck agrees with him on that. Glenn Beck says, I happen to agree with you, sir. I mean, I see the lost treaty. I see the issue of global warming as nothing but trying to entangle us and the rest of the world into a one world government. Would you agree or disagree with that? Paul says, yes, I agree with it. Okay, so there's one agreement, where Ron Paul and Glenn Beck agree on that issue. Let's see. Give me a second here, folks. I'm looking at some of the things. On the border issue. Let's see. It says no, he's going to go into economics in a few minutes, but they're both in agreement on the border issue. Because Paul says, I guess that by semantics we're dealing with what I see as a conspiracy in the sense that some people believe in globalism, some people believe in a North American Union. I don't. It used to be more secretive, you know. The New World Order was talking about 30 or 40 years ago, and nobody would say it out in the open. And Beck agreed with him, and he said, yes, you're right. So Paul retorts with, now they're looking about a New World Order, so it's not as secretive and it's not as conspiratorial as it was 50 or 60 years ago. People believe in internationalism, and I think people think they're very sincere. They think the world would be better off if we had one world government, and I don't. And Glenn Beck agreed with him on that. He says, yes, you're right. So that's another agreement. So I'm keeping track of these folks. He agreed with that issue. He agreed with immigration issue. He agreed with let's see, what was the other one? I think we've got three of them here so far. Okay. Oh, now, Glenn Beck says, let's talk a little bit about the NAFTA superhighway, where you have an opinion that is a part of the, you know, joining Mexico and Canada and the United States under one kind of EU-style government. They'll deny it. They'll say it's not true. And you're crazy if you believe that. And here's Ron Paul's response to that. I saw a major editorial today against me for being concerned that there could be a North American Union in our future. I don't think it's next month or next year. But you know, they probably talked 50 years ago about the European Union, and I think that the plans are definitely there. I think that's why they're very weak on border protection and very weak on the immigration issue, because the leadership of both the Republican and Democrats aren't that concerned about borders. They're more interested in a North American Union. Now, that was Paul's answer to that. Beck says, you say you don't think that would happen, yet I find it hard to believe if you're sincere on this belief. If you've done your homework, you know that the ambassador to the UN from Mexico says it has to happen before our Social Security and baby boomers start to retire. Then that's just a few years away. And Paul answers that by saying, well, let me clarify it. I'm concerned about it and I'm fighting it. I just don't think it's going to happen next month or next year, but I think the plans are being laid there. So Glenn Beck doesn't disagree with this. He is mentioning that, you know, people will deny it. They say it doesn't exist, but Glenn Beck doesn't say it doesn't exist. So I would have to write that down as an agreement, even though it's a tentative agreement. Now, Glenn Beck, the American people, and you must know this because you are probably the lightning rod. Now, this is a key issue here. Listen to this, folks. You are probably a lightning rod. Very careful on the language here. A lightning rod for the most disenfranchised in America. You are probably the one who, well, I know I have to tell you, I listen to your, now listen closely to this, folks. This is Glenn Beck saying this. I listen to your radio commercials, and I hear your radio commercials, and I'm like, yes, that's how I feel. So here we go. Here's Glenn Beck agreeing with him again. Another one. on Ramos and Campion, Glenn Beck, Ramos and Campion, the border guards. If you were president of the United States, what would you do? Ron Paul, I'm for pardoning them, especially now after, you know, they've served 1 year and they're tacked on this 10 years of mandatory sentencing, which I disagree with. As a matter of fact, I've joined Bill De La Hunt to recommend that as sense of Congress resolution. So I think they should be pardoned. Now, Glenn Beck goes on. He doesn't agree or disagree, but he asks, he says, I've got 30 seconds here. Johnny Sutton, who, by the way, was the prosecutor in this case, do you believe Johnny Sutton? Something doesn't smell right here to me. Would you investigate what is going on with his administration and Johnny Sutton and everything in between? And Paul admits that he doesn't really know that much about it because he's a busy guy and he hasn't taken the time to investigate it. But Beck says it seems to him that the events surrounding this Ramos and Campion thing is very nefarious. And Paul agrees. Yes, yes. And that's part of my reason for wanting the pardon, because I think there are a lot of questions. And Beck says, yes, right. So he agrees with him again. Now, I haven't found anything yet that Beck has disagreed with Ron Paul on. Now, moving along here, Paul mentions that some people believe in globalism, others believe in national sovereignty, and there's a move on towards the North American Union, just like early on there was a move towards the European Union, and eventually it ended up being a European Union. So, you know, Glenn Beck doesn't disagree with him there. Now, let me skip through here a little bit, folks, and get to entitlements. And this is Glenn Beck. You say you want to cut all of these things, and he's talking about entitlements here, and you want people out. And so do I. So Glenn Beck is agreeing with him here. You want to go back to a more libertarian kind of life, and that's really where we started. We were libertarians at the beginning. But I have to tell you, sir, if you read the Founding Fathers' words, and I know you do, you've got to be a religious and moral people. We're here – well, we're, generally speaking, not necessarily religious and moral people. There are people that will not do for themselves. How do you finally say to people, you know what? You don't have a right to health care. You don't have a right to all these things that we're given. Bloomberg just today is starting to pay people for showing up to go to free school. How do you get off of all of that? And then Paul responds by saying this. Well, I think you just deny them benefits. And we will be denying the benefits when we run out of money and the system collapses. All I want to do is make sure we start before we have the financial crisis. We are an immoral national, but the immorality is through our government. You know, Bastiat, when he wrote the law, he made this very clearly the point. He says, if you and I can't steal from our neighbors, we don't have the moral right to ask our neighbor, our government, to do the same thing. So it is a moral aspect of the law, and we have become an immoral nation because we think that if you transfer wealth through the government force, that it's legitimate, it's an entitlement, and they have a right to it. As long as we have that, no, there's no way. You and I will probably agree with that. There's no way we can solve our problem. But if you feed the system and allow people, and he stopped right there, and Beck agrees with him again and says, yes, right. Paul then continues, which I'm not going to go into, but the point I'm trying to make here is Beck has agreed with him again. So then we go down, we get into the tax code, and Beck asks the question, and by the way, I'm not going through this transcript line by line, people, because it's too lengthy and it'd take me an hour just to get through this. But what I am going to point out here, Beck asks the question, how do you change the tax code? I mean, we've been saying every American knows this doesn't work. I don't need a book this big to show me how to pay my taxes. When you've got a former communist country going to a flat tax and they're getting more money, how are you going to change this? How are you going to abolish the IRS or go to a flat tax, or what is your proposal? Ron Paul responds, well, mine is to get rid of the IRS but not replace it with anything by cutting a lot of spending, because we lived without an income tax before 1913. So I'm not interested in the flat tax or the sales tax, you know, although anything would be better. Now, here's Glenn Beck. Yes, just what you are saying. I mean, you're speaking – I mean, you know, if we weren't both men – now, pay close attention to this, folks. Here's his response. I mean, you know, if we weren't both men, you know – I might have to French kiss you on the whole abolishing the IRS thing. You had me at hello. You did. No, you did. You had me at hello. Remember that movie? That's a quote by Glenn Beck, folks. Now, he's agreeing with him here. Let's see. Going down here, Paul mentions again, well, you know, if you didn't have the income tax right now, you'd have the same amount of revenue as you had 10 years ago, so it's not all that bad. And we didn't have an income tax before 1913. They used tariffs, and they used user fee types and different things like that. The problem is spending. And then here's Glenn Beck. Once again, folks, oh, I agree with you. But wouldn't you create the same kind of situation if you had user fees? Because then you'd have special interests that were just saying, no, this one should be exempt and this one shouldn't. Ron Paul, well, I guess so. But anything would be better than the income tax. But, you know, if we do have a user fee, which we abuse, you have a user fee by paying a national gasoline tax, and that's supposed to take care of our highways, but they abused that system too. Beck, yes, yes. Now, I have not read one thing in here all the way up to this point in his interview where Glenn Beck has disagreed with this man. Not one thing to this point, folks. And that's, by the way, that's 9 agreements. Let's go to number 10. So, Dr. Paul, now this is Glenn Beck speaking. So, Dr. Paul, let's start here. I have a problem with us being in bed with dirt bags. I think Saudi Arabia is an evil country run by evil people, and I don't understand why we embrace the enemy of our enemy as our friend. I think in many ways we've taught them we don't stand for anything. So why not? However, how do we get out? If I understand it, your idea is just unplug from the Middle East. How do we do that? And here's Ron Paul's response. We just went in. We should just leave. You know who it was that committed us to Saudi Arabia? It was FDR during World War II because we wanted to secure the oil. Glenn Beck responds, right. So there's 10 out of 10. Ron Paul, but because of that persistence, that was one of the greatest annoyances to Osama bin Laden, our troops in Saudi Arabia, and this is what motivated them, really motivated enough people to commit suicide terrorism, and we have to understand that. It's so important. And Glenn Beck replies, do you actually believe that if we walk away from the Middle East, that the terrorists will leave us alone, that the people in the extremist regime, let's just say in Iran, is not serious when they call us the great Satan, that we'll burn in the fire of the Islamic fury, that they'll just leave Israel alone and not destroy and push them into the sea. Now, and this is, I got to tell you, folks, this is a great response. Ron, now remember, he's a politician here. Ron, well, yes, I think they will leave us alone because they're scared to death of Israel. Israel, it would be more powerful if we weren't holding them back. I mean, nobody is going to touch Israel. They have 300 nuclear weapons, and we restrain them when we want to settle their disputes, when they're bored and we have to restrain them, when they want to have peace treaties or deal with the Arab League. So I would say they'd be much stronger. At any rate, that's 11 of them. Skipping right there. I'm trying to get through this quick here. Okay, let's see. Give me a second here. I'm trying to figure out whether I want to go this – where to start here. Al-Qaeda does not have – this is Ron Paul saying. Al-Qaeda does not have an army. They don't have a navy. They don't have intercontinental ballistic missiles. They don't have weapons of mass destruction. They don't have a country. They're very, very weak people in that sense. The only thing they have is determination. And that determination comes from being provoked. And they have to have some reason to galvanize enough hatred to come here and do what they have done. And what he's saying here to Glenn Beck is that they don't have, you know, this old saying that, well, you know, we fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here. Well, I'm sorry, but that, you know, that argument doesn't hold much water. Then we get into, let me page through this here because I'm skipping over a lot of stuff, folks. Here we go. Beck, we're back with Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, and this is a quote from Glenn Beck. I want to make this very clear. I believe that Ron Paul, in general, the group of supporters, some of whom I've met while I was on the road, are amazing people. This is Ron Paul quoting Ron Paul, or excuse me, Glenn Beck quoting Ron Paul's supporters. He's saying what he feels about these people. I think they're amazing people. Without any help from the official campaign, Ron Paul supporters have coined the term the Ron Paul Revolution. They developed the concept for the Guy Fawkes Day money bomb back on November 5th, which raised over $4 million. But the downside is, and this is where he gets into 9/11, but the downside is when you have rabid supporters, some of them believe they can speak to their own agendas using the candidate's name. And I just, in the break, showed Dr. Paul a clip, a very small part of a 5-minute video on the internet where I'm named a traitor and traitors should be executed. Can you, would you like to address that, Mr. Paul? Now, remember, folks, None of us can control the thoughts or the actions of other people. We are only responsible for controlling the thoughts of ourselves. And it doesn't make any difference what movement you're in or what you believe. You know, we've got good people, we've got honest people, we've got integral people, and we have flakes in every movement. So Ron Paul doesn't have any control over this. Ron Paul replies, well, I can only reply in general. I have no idea who the people are. I've never heard about this. I haven't seen it before, but all I can do is address the subject of violence. I'm committed to nonviolence, no initiation of aggression. These are my political viewpoints. I believe in political change coming about in the mode of Gandhi or Martin Luther King through nonviolence. And he goes on to expound on that a little bit. Beck says, okay, here's what the people who are at least the ones that I have met and received tons of mail, and I could read them to you if you want, sir, where they're calling for my death. They say I'm part of a 9/11 conspiracy, and I've watched the interviews with you. You don't leave any room for any doubt on the 9/11 conspiracy, but I'd just like to make it clear and ask you. I don't believe these need explanation unless I've read your answers wrong elsewhere, but I want to run through these conspiracies. And then he quotes, no plane hit the Pentagon on September 11th. Instead, it was a missile fired by elements from inside the American state apparatus. Yes or no? And Paul replies, that's preposterous. Now, what else would you expect, whether Ron Paul believes it or not, in a political arena on a corporate television, how else is he going to respond? I'm not saying that what he said was true or not true. I'm saying it's a political answer. Beck replies, okay. The next question from Beck is, the planes that hit the World Trade Center were remotely controlled. And then Ron Paul replies, I mean, that is just bizarre. I think I got a break coming up here, folks. Oh, by the way, Beck replies, that's okay. He says, okay. We'll take a break, get back, and I'll finish up with this, folks. But all in all, I'm telling you, Glenn Beck agreed with about 95% of everything Ron Paul said. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I just got a message here. I didn't know that there was a caller on the line. If there is a caller on the line, put him or her through because it wasn't told to me. At any rate, okay, there's no callers on the line. Let me finish this up. Now, Beck. Remember, Beck's position here is he does not believe Ron Paul, and this is the only thing he disagrees on, folks, that I could find. Beck. I don't mean to, sir. There are people that some of these, and he's skipping around and he's stuttering and stammering. People speak in your name and they actually say that you will be on this program tonight and you will answer the way you're answering now because you can't let on. And what he's talking about is let on that 9/11 was an inside job. They believe that you are a part of this, another kind of conspiracy to expose the conspiracy of 9/11 and the World Trade Center. Can you? I mean, I don't know how you address people who are so deeply into conspiracy, but can you? Ron Paul replies, I don't know what I would be supposed to be doing. No, I don't think there's any evidence. And Beck, is it in mind that the United States government was not involved in the September 11th attacks, that we did not bring down World Trade Center number 7? And Ron Paul answers, well, yes. I absolutely believe that it's true. They did not. But the connection may be, and where some people get carried away, is if you dig through the $40 billion worth of intelligence gathering apparatus that we had before 9/11, you know, we dig up information and there is some ineptness. And sometimes when you find ineptness in government, it's easy to make this giant leap over into conspiracy, and they do that on purpose. But, you know, we had an FBI agent on 70 different occasions reported that these individuals were flying airplanes and not learning how to land them, and he was totally ignored. Beck agreed with that. And then Paul continues, I consider this ineptness on government not a conspiracy that, oh, yes, we know about it. We can't wait until the towers come down. No, I don't believe that at all. I don't even think I should have to answer questions like that. And Beck says, yes, sir, I do not believe that this is your point of view. And I don't believe this is the point of view of most of your supporters, the vast, vast majority. Now, that's the worst thing that he said in that interview. He never said anything relating to Islamofascists. The supporters, Ron Paul supporters, are terrorists or side with Islamofascists. That was never said during the course of this interview. The worst thing that was said, again, I repeat, yes, sir, I do, and this is Glenn Beck, yes, sir, I do not believe that this is your point of view, and I don't believe that this is the point of view of most of your supporters, the vast, vast majorities. And it just, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen have gone down this road, and it is a growing movement, and quite honestly, I think it is a dangerous movement. Now, he does not allow Ron Paul to respond in that. He comes back, and he gives Ron what he said was going to be 3 minutes. He gives him 2 minutes to respond on anything he likes to talk about, and that's the end of the interview. So, a spade's, folks. You know, call it what it is. And from my perception, as much as I don't agree with a lot of what Glenn Beck says, and I do believe through my investigation and my credentials with being a private investigator and a pilot that 9/11 was an inside job, and I have a myriad of reasons for believing that, and I've got the evidence to back it up, and Glenn Beck doesn't. That aside, I don't agree with everything Glenn Beck says, but the overwhelming consensus of this interview was it was favorable for Ron Paul, and he got the exposure. And with this, save that last 10 minutes, I agree with Ron – excuse me. I'm thankful to Glenn Beck that he allowed Ron Paul to come on and spend that hour. And I certainly don't think it did any damage to Ron Paul. If anything, I think it put a few notches in his belt. With that, it's the end of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned for – John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report, and I believe he's got, Pat Buchanan coming on. That should be an interesting interview, and I'll be right there with you listening, folks. So be back tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day. See ya. Bye.